Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, a step-by-step guide to overcoming anxiety and rewiring your brain to regain self-esteem and control over your emotions. Written by Daniel Cloud. Narrated by Darren Goleman. Introduction. CBT is a research-based treatment approach for mood and anxiety disorders that combines both cognitive and behavioral methods. It has strong support in the scientific literature as an effective treatment for depression, anxiety, eating disorders, and other conditions. The central assertion of CBT is that the situations are viewed through cognitive frameworks that lead to specific thoughts. These thoughts lead to feelings. Feelings can be pleasant or unpleasant. In the case of anxiety and mood disorders, therapy usually addresses uncomfortable feelings of distress, fear, or hopelessness. Since emotions are often difficult to change directly, CBT focuses on changing the thoughts and behaviors that lead to these feelings. Its premise is simple. By being mindful about your thoughts, you can control your feelings and consequently your actions. This method of cognitive therapy is completely different from older models of psychoanalysis. Psychoanalysts did little to engage their patients, who had a mostly passive role. Often, attention was focused on discovering the root of the problem and did not necessarily change thought patterns or behavior to counter it. Cognitive behavioral therapists avoid this approach. When working with a patient, CBT-based therapists aim to help build a set of skills that can be developed, practiced, and applied outside the therapy sessions. This aspect, which may include readings and at-home exercises, makes CBT different from other therapies that focus on discussing problems and offering advice during visits. These skills include having an awareness of thoughts and emotions, and being able to identify how different situations influence thoughts and behaviors, how thoughts and behaviors affect emotions, and ultimately, how dysfunctional thoughts and behaviors can be modified in ways that lead to more pleasant and manageable feelings. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT, is a form of psychotherapeutic treatment that focuses on the feelings and thoughts that influence behavioral patterns in patients. It is used as effective treatment for different disorders like addiction, anxiety, and phobias. Through the treatment process, the patient learns how to identify thought patterns and how to take control and change them, especially those that have a negative impact on your emotions or behavior patterns. CBT focuses on helping those who need it learn to develop an awareness about their thoughts and the way it shapes the world around them. The main purpose of the therapy is to help people change the way they think and to look at everything around them. The moment they do, their entire world begins to shift. Chapter 1. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, a brief introduction. This therapy was created in the 1960s by psychiatrist Aaron Temkin Beck. At the time, Beck was conducting psychoanalysis and observed during these sessions that his patients were inclined to have internal dialogues in their minds. However, they reported only a small fraction of this thinking to him. The thoughts that the patients went through would make them feel a variety of negative emotions, from anxiety, fear, annoyance, and sadness. After a series of research and tests, Beck concluded that there was a link between feelings and thoughts, and this was unexplored territory in human thinking and behavior. Knowing that this was a significant relationship, Beck coined the word automatic thoughts to explain the thoughts filled in emotions that automatically pop in people's minds every now and then. Beck's research found that humans didn't always know of these thoughts, but they have learned to identify somehow and report them. Many of us are not aware of plenty of things that we do and say, but when it comes to negative interactions and scenarios, our minds tend to exaggerate our thinking to the point where it creates more issues and problems. Beck called this cognitive therapy because this correlation had an importance in the way we thought. In modern medicine, it is known as cognitive behavioral therapy because of the importance.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?